We still don't know who will govern the country, but one certainty to come out of Saturday's double dissolution election is that Pauline Hanson is back. After 18 years in the veritable political wilderness, the far-right One Nation leader has stormed back to take a Queensland Senate seat on a platform that included calling for a royal commission into Islam, as well as the banking system, plus a push for changes to family law and foreign ownership. Her One Nation party looks like winning two more Senate seats in Queensland and may win one in New South Wales and another in WA. If she does, this would catapult her into a role of power broker, along with the Nick Xenophon party. Kim Williams looks at the woman who has polarised opinion for the last couple of decades.
What I'll say to the major political parties, reflect on this, have a look at the vote that I've pulled, and it will tell them they are clearly out of touch with the Australian people.
On Saturday, Pauline Hanson polled nearly 10% of the Queensland Senate vote, giving her a 9% swing. At a press conference today, an upbeat Hanson had this message for the leaders of the major parties vying to rule the country.
To tell you the truth, I don't particularly like either one of them as the Prime Minister of this country. I don't believe they have the leadership or the vision to pull this country out of the mess that we are in.
Pauline Hanson is going to be a difficult figure for either Bill Shorten or Malcolm Turnbull to deal with in the Senate. But the problem may well be of Malcolm Turnbull's making in calling a double dissolution. Dr. Paul Williams is a political scientist at Griffith University, Queensland.
This has been the perfect storm for Pauline Hanson and indeed for a number of minor party candidates, simply because, first, it's a double dissolution election, so the quota is halved, much easier for a minor or micro party candidate to be elected. But, you know, I think it would have taken a person like Pauline Hanson with her track record and her established profile to be able to pull this off.
Political journalist Margot Kingston embedded herself in Pauline Hanson's campaign in 1998 and wrote a book about the campaign called Off the Rails. She says support for Pauline Hanson never really went away.
The Hanson phenomenon didn't die in 98 when she lost her seat, and she lost it very, very close. The only reason she lost the seat was that every single party preferenced her last. But she had a revival, and in early 2001, she did very well in the Western Australian election, and she was a very, very big risk to the re-election of the Howard government in 2001. That all changed when he turned back the Tampa in August, and One Nation said, I'll never forget it, said, oh, it's okay, vote for the Liberals now. They've adopted our turn-back policy.
Kingston says for a while, the coalition kept rural Australia happy by putting a lot of services into the bush.
With the rise of Islamic State and the downturn in the mining boom, so that we've got two nations again, city-country, she's been able to come back big time.
But Pauline Hanson says dealing with Islam is not her only priority.
I think that there are many other issues, and I'm not just on about Islam, and I will not back away from that. But I think there are more important issues here, and I'd like first a royal commission into the banking and finance sector. Again, we have families that are losing their family homes, their properties by the banking sector that I believe needs a full investigation into it, because documentation that I have seen clearly shows that signatures have been forged.
Paul Williams says Hanson is wise to talk about things outside cracking down on Islam when the major parties come to call on her.
If and when, they'll have to talk to Pauline Hanson at some point. When they're talking to Pauline Hanson, if she does put things like banning the burqa or no more mosque on the table, of course it would be just roundly rejected, because that's such a silly and impractical and distasteful thing to put forward. However, if she said things like Queensland wants another $500 million on job creation programs for young people in the regions, that's much more likely to be listened to.
Margot Kingston says vilifying her for her views is counterproductive.
My view always has been that you do not address or lower the support for Pauline Hanson by what Richard Di Natale is doing now, which is she's a racist, she's a bigot, my job's to get her out now. History shows that when those sort of labels and demonisation is used, her support goes up. The way to address the Pauline Hanson phenomenon is not to isolate her, but to converse with her.
Paul Williams says Hanson is a force to be reckoned with and a potential power broker.
She is the third player outside the major parties in the Senate. And yes, the major parties are going to have to court her, no matter how distasteful they find that. You know, the major parties are going to have to court her. And at some point, let's say Malcolm Turnbull does form minority government, he's going to have to negotiate with Hanson. And more to the point, Labor has to decide, are they going to line up behind Hanson? How will they feel if the Hanson team is voting with Labor to oppose government legislation? So, you know, I think we're only just scratching the surface about the implications of having a not insignificant One Nation presence in the Senate.
He thinks the newly elected Pauline Hanson is a mixture of old and new.
In some respects, it's the same version, and I saw that and heard that on election night when they interviewed Pauline, and you know, some of the same old rhetoric came up, such as I'm only saying what people think. You know, we all heard that 20 years ago. So in that sense, it hasn't really changed. But you know, we've seen adverts for Pauline Hanson where she's embracing children from non-traditional backgrounds, for example, not non-Anglo-Saxon backgrounds, and you know, we've seen Pauline Hanson trying to soften her image in the interim, Dancing with the Stars and whatnot. So in some respects, she's the same product. In other respects, she might actually be a bit more sophisticated, a bit more polished.
Margot Kingston believes the re-emergence of Pauline Hanson wouldn't have happened if Malcolm Turnbull had run things differently.
I think we might look back on this period and say that Malcolm Turnbull just did not read the tea leaves right, and you know, I honestly don't think that she would have come back with this force if Tony Abbott had led the Liberal Party at this election.
Political journalist Margot Kingston, ending that report by Kim Williams.